singing, okay? Singing some Christmas carols right now, so if you guys want to stand up and join us as we lead you guys in singing. Loud and proud together.
Silver and gold, let us bring in silver and gold.
church, you're turning the end. So if you guys can stand together as we get ready to sing praises to God. Just...
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in loneliness of years, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice.
Father, we thank you once again for this time we come together in your presence to share music, to share the gift of music. I pray that it was a pleasant fragrance to you. I pray that now you will be with the choir, be with them as they prepare to lead us in a time of worship, a time of glory to you, to remember the birth of your Son. And we just ask that you will open our hearts and minds to the message about to be shared, and that all the glory and honor and the words we have lifted will just be a blessing to you in all that we do and say within our hearts, our minds, and our voices. In your precious son's name we pray and uplift all these things. Amen.
beginning of time itself. From the very first moment that light pierced the darkness and chaos became an ordered expression of infinite wisdom and unmatched creativity, God, the master architect of the universe, filled his handiwork with wonder. In the words of the Creator, "Therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder." He would not be content with the ordinary, and he would not be satisfied with the mundane, when an all-knowing, all-loving Father set out to rescue and redeem his fallen people. He infused his plan with wonder. God himself would take on flesh and blood, and all who witnessed this improbable scenario were themselves filled with wonder. This event, long foretold by prophets and eagerly awaited by God's faithful, began to unfold after 400 years of heaven's silence. Right before their very eyes, God invaded the earth. This, in response to their cries for deliverance and in answer to their longing for a Messiah. And suddenly, all who had eyes to see could behold the wonder of his promised arrival.
Jesus, Lord, Spirit,
significance. Some occasions can only be marked by the spectacular, the miraculous, the supernatural. And this is how God chose to announce the birth of His Son, the dawn of redeeming grace, the advent of the day of salvation. Picture it, unsuspecting shepherds on a quiet hillside. Without warning, the sky is ablaze with the glory of heaven itself. First, one radiant angelic being, followed by countless others, all trumpeting the arrival of the Savior of the world. It was the wonder of His proclaimed appearance. Confirm the incredible news that indeed a Savior had been born to them. and seeing for themselves the wonder of God incarnate, they fell in worship. Later, a group of honest seekers made the unlikely trek from their eastern homeland to the place where the infant Messiah, the wonder of all wonders, now lay. Whether driven by intellectual curiosity or the irresistible allure of a phenomenal star, they came searching for the King of the Jews. Overjoyed at their finding, yet overwhelmed by their encounter, they too fell in worship. It was for them the wonder of his presence among us. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him, so that in everything he might have his supremacy. We know him by many names: Redeemer, Savior, Deliverer, the Christ, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. And yes, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the people of God, celebrate the wonder of his preeminent authority.
Thank you.
presence among us, the wonder of his preeminent authority. Celebrate the wonder of the incarnate deity, the wonder of Emmanuel, God with us. Celebrate the wonder of Jesus.
Max Lucado made a point that was very interesting.
He said,
you know, when Jesus was born, 그 또 예수도 온상에서요.
He was born in
darkness.
Yeah, we have this beautiful manger scene here.
그 기름도 맞고 뭐야?
He was born in the night.
하이디 만주선.
The people that follow of God, him, the shepherds, they were what he called night shifts.
황시도문이야, 저기 예강.
The three kings or the many different wise men that came, however many it may be, they were following the star in the night. The light of the world was born in darkness. In John 1:9 says that the light that's coming, that will give light to every man, well, that's Jesus, he came in the night.
真光也在那边，在上面，你看那个耶稣基督。And
why is that man?
因为他那个人。In
the midst of darkness, that's when light shines the most.
因为你最黑暗的时候，光是最明显的。The
darker it gets, the brighter that light is.
越是黑暗，越是光明。Hey,
that's why we dim the lights here, we do all these things, and boom, we see these people glowing.
后来，这个特别的灯，发到庙里的灯就好清楚。
Because the comparison is so extreme. You know, our world is getting darker. Our country is not the same as 100 years ago. There are things about what we are and who we are that is so drastically different. We can discuss morality, we can discuss values, all these things. They've gotten more darker. And we can be people that say, you know what, it's just hopeless. But you know what? When things get darker, the light is brighter. You know, the message that is in you, the hope of the Lord, that's bright. It shines brighter when it's darkest. And so, even as we go through this day and this week, you know, as I'm passing I-10 and these gigantic flags are half down, and how can you feel good and you can knowing the situation? Barbara just pointed out that two of our littlest angels, those are the ones that were shot and killed yesterday. That's
angel.
How can we as a nation have anything like this? Well, just remember that when we get darkest, that's when the light is
brightest.
Don't place your hope in anything else. Don't place your hope in politicians or society, whatever it is. Just know that our hope is in the Lord Jesus. And the scripture says He is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. He is the light that can shine in this darkness. When people have no hope, they can see the hope that is in Jesus. You know what else? You and I carry that light. How are they going to see it? They see it when we shine. So during this dark Christmas season, during this week in which people are going to be just down and out simply because they know this thing, during this time when people are saying, do we have any hope for our nation? You stand forth and say, yes, we do. Not because of our nation, but because of our Lord. Just know that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. When I was 13 years old, in the midst of friends and knowing the situation during the Vietnam War, and hearing it on radio and watching it on television and all the despair that went on in the 1970s. My father and wife, that's Jesus, made all the difference in the world. And tonight, I don't know all of you here. Perhaps some of you came and said, you know, there's a nice music on CBC. You came to the right place. Yes, there is. But perhaps you don't know Jesus. Your hope is in something else. Your light is in something else. And if it's anything else other than Jesus, I want to tell you, they will be extinguished. But you never heard about Jesus, or you never received Him as your Lord and Savior, tonight is the night to do so. Here's the time when you say, you know what? I don't care how dark my life is. I don't care how dark the situation is. Jesus is the light of my life. And for some of you, the others that already know Jesus, just know this, during this dark time, you and I have an opportunity to share the light of the world with people. To tell them in the midst of despair that there is hope. To tell them in the midst of just sadness, there is joy. To tell them in the midst of hopelessness, there is hope in Jesus. So you make sure you do that this week. You make sure you invite people to hear. You make sure you tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. Because as all the choir and all the songs that were sung tonight, there is life. And he is found in Jesus Christ. Would you join me? Heavenly Father, I want to come before you tonight. I want to thank you for the message that was sung and spoken of tonight. For 2,000 years, your people have done so. We have told people again and again that you are the light of the world. In the midst of utter darkness, they can have light. In the midst of utter despair, they can have hope. And no matter how painful the situation, you, Lord Jesus, can give us the hope that is found only in you. Lord, tonight there may be some here that don't know of you. They don't know the bright light that is found in you. Would you minister in a way that only you can right now? Would you touch their hearts and transform their lives? Just this moment, I want to give you a chance. If you don't know Jesus Christ, and you say, I want to know him, you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Right now, would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I want to ask that you will come into my life. Would you forgive my sins? Would you help me to get to know you? Would you allow me to enter into a relationship with you? Come and become my Savior. If you've done that tonight, you want to make sure you want to tell somebody before you leave. And for the rest of you, those of you that know the Lord, would you make a determination during this time that you will bear that light, the light of the world, to people who are desperate, who have no hope, and freely and joyfully share with them the wonder of Jesus Christ our Lord? Our Heavenly Father, would you help us do that? Would you help us as a church and help us as your people to bear the light that will shine in the darkness of the world? We want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.